Anybody who would like to join me in the praises to the 21 Torahs? It's on page 191 in the Golden Prayer Book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all of our destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, our sight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zero's turbine lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with thy rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Crown of Tata Goddess, action triumph without limit, relied on my conquerous children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahmamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses with Gandhavas Yakshas. Homage with their triumphant sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her very dread. Warrior of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visit, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra. My ray mass is all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all its guardians of shaking, frowning with her homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon-ending fire abiding. Rush of adventures around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, precious, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of agarity. Homage, she was joy surrounded, tearing false bodies asunder, feces human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her, with seed of the shape of syllable, whom by the stamp she shakes the three rills, Meru, Mandara, and India. Homage, holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, with my spoken Tara and Pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the king are of to honor, armored in joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my sorrow and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberate, power by the set of three natures, truth of souls with spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. The prayer of benefits is on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess, as this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon weakening evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, perfectly passed by all negativities, and will eventually mold in fortunate migrations. Multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings and torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Okay, so when Gishla comes, I think we're going to... on page 27, I believe. Let's see. Yep. the Feminine Prayer on page 27. And in the retreat book, I believe we're on page 147. In the Gold Prayer book, please turn to page 27. And we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer. Page 27. Gosum gupe gone cha se lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che sha Kepa gewa nam la je iron Korwa maton badu le june Dola che ki kolo korwa dam Da shengen an jang shu chen Now turn to page 97. And we'll chant the short mandala offering, and then we'll continue on page 98. Sashi perki shu.
We'll do 21 times Vajrasana mantra in 7-7. Okay, 7-7. 777.
Okay. So if you'll please turn to page 64, and then at the top of the page, we'll start with the reading the verse of praise just one time. And then the mantra is down at the bottom of page 64.
Mm-hmm. So if you can bring up Buddha Vajra image in your mind, okay, maybe.
Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patishta Gido Mebhava Shudokaya Mebhava Subokaya Mebhava Anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayat sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata vajrama me muja vajra bhava maha samaya sato ahum pe om vajra sato samaya manupala vajra sato tenopa tishta dido me bhava Sutto kayo me bawa, suho kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayat, sarva karma susamne, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tathagat, bhajama me moja moja bawa maha samaya, sato ahum pe om, bhajra sato samaya manupalaya, bhajra sato tenopa, Patita dido me bawa, Sutto kayo me bawa, Subo kayo me bawa, Anurakto me bawa, Sarva siddhi me prayacha, Sarva karma susame, Chitam shriyam kuruhum, Ha 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 ho, Bhagavan sarva tathagat, Bhajama me moja moja bawa maha samaya, Sadhu ahum pe om Vajra sato samaya manupalaya Vajra sato tenopa tita dido me bawa Sutto kayo me bawa Subo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame Chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata kata bhajama me moja moja bhava maha samaya sato ahum pe om bhajra sato samaya manupalaya bhajra sato teno patishta dido me bhava Sutto kayo me bawa, Subo kayo me bawa, Anurakto me bawa, Sarva siddhi me prayacha, Sarva karma susame, Chitam shriyam kuruhum, Ha 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 ho bhagavan, Sarva tathagat, Bhajama me moja moja bawa maha samaya, Sato ahum pe om, Bhajra sato samaya manupalaya, Bhajra sato tenopa, Tita dido me bawa, Sutto kayo me bawa, Subo kayo me bawa, Anurakto me bawa, Sarva siddhi me prayacha, Sarva karma susame, Chitam shriyam kuruhum, Ha 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 ho, Bhagavana sarva tathagat, Bhajama me moja moja bawa maha samaya, Sadhu ahum pe om Vajra sato samaya manupalaya Vajra sato tenopa tita dido me bawa Sutto kayo me bawa Subo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame Chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho bhagavan Sarva tata kata Vajra mame mucha Vajra bawa maha samaya Sato ahum
Now please deep down from your heart visualize that Buddha was just calling your name home my fortunate child All three times negative karma, they're related to the physical body. Three times negative karma created by physically created or out of not knowing or out of ignorance, or completely purifies. Or your body become one with Buddha Vajrasana body, or your body become pure as Buddha Vajrasana body. So. Om benza sabda samaya manya palaya benza sato teno bati shariro me bawa sudo kayo me bawa sudo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhe me prayasya sarva karma sutame hitam shriyam kuru hum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat Madama me mazamba jabala mala samaya sadhu akum te om Vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno pati Dido me bawa Sito kaya me bawa Subo kaya me bawa Anurakyo me bawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Sitam shriyam kuru hum Ha 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 ho bhagavan Sarva Anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuru hum. Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat,
vajama me mujam bhajam bhava maha samaya, sadhu ahum te om.
Vajra sato samaya, manya palaya, vajra sato teno pati shodhido me bhava. Sudo kaya me bawa, subo kaya me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, chitam shriyam kuru hum. Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat,
bhajama me mojam bhajam bawa maha sama. Sadhu ahum pe om
Vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno pati shatido me bawa Sudo kayo me bawa Subo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutta me Chitam shiyam kuru hum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tatakat
Vajra me mojam bhajam bawa maha samaya
Sato ahum
pe om
Vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno pati shakidyo me bawa Sudo kayo me bawa Subo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutra me Chitam shriyam kuru hum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tatakat
Bhajama me mujam bhajam bawa maha samaya
Sato akum
pe om
Vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno pati Dido me bawa Sudo kayo me bawa Subo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, chitam shriyam kuru hum. Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat, vajrama me musre vajra bhava maha samaya, sato ahum te.
Again, deep down from your heart, visualize the Buddha Vajrasana calling your name. Oh, my fortunate child, three times negative karma created by speech completely purified. Your speech become one with Buddha Vajrasana speech, or your speech become pure as Buddha Vajrasana speech. Om benza sabda samaya
manu palaya Vajra sato teno pati shadido me bawa Sudo kayo me bawa Subo kayo me bawa
Anuratame bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma chutame chitam shiyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tata gata vajrama me muzam bhagam bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manu palaya vajra sato teno pati chakido me bhava Suto kayo me bawa, subo kayo me bawa, anurakyo me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me, chidam shiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatakat,
vajama me muza, beja bawa ma samaya,
sato ahum te,
vajra
sato samaya, manipalaya, vajra sato telopati, chadido me, Sudokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakyo nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, aha ha ha ho bhagavana, sarva tatakat,
vajama me maja maja bhava mahasamaya,
sato ahum
te om,
vajra sato samaya, manupalaya, vajra sato teno pati chatido nebawa, Sutokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakyo nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatakat,
vajama me moza, moza bhava mahasamaya,
sato ahum te, vajra sato samaya, manupalaya, vajra sato teno pati, chadido nebawa, Sutokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakyo nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat,
vajama me muza, vajama bhava mahasamaya,
sato ahum te, vajra sato samaya, manupalaya, vajra sato teno pati, chakido nebawa, Sutokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakyo nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat,
vajama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya,
sadhu ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manupalaya, vajra sato teno pati, shatido nebawa, Sutokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakyo nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tatakata, vajra mame musha vajra bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te.
Again, deep down from your heart, visualize that. Three times negative karma created by mind completely purified. Then together with now all the three times karma, body, spirit, mind, three times karma by body, spirit, mind completely purified, and your body, spirit, mind become one with Buddha Vajrasattva body, spirit, mind, or your body, spirit, mind become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva body, spirit, mind. And then remain like that, or maintain that as long as you can. Or oh yeah, wonderful. Now. 11th class, okay? Good. Did we finish LC 92? Did we finish that?
I believe you did. No. You spoke. You spent the almost a whole lecture on 92.
Yep,
Yeah, so LC 93? 93? Okay, 93, yes. Oh, yeah, we start as 93, oh yeah. It's in God, and that is good. Maybe it'll take a little time for me to find. Because here, LC, there's no number LC. There's that first stanza from 8 verses, 9-20 text, if you are familiar, 8 verses, 9-20 text. There's the first stanza from 8 verses, 9-20 text, composed by Gishilang Ritaba. We are still on how to practice or meditate on exchanging oneself with other. You know, there are two quintessential instructions how to develop bodhicitta or how to meditate on bodhicitta. Two instructions. First one is one cause and seven cause and one result. Second one is called exchanging oneself with others. So that explanation is based on 7-point mind in the text. So we are still there, okay? So this like first stanza from the 8 verses, 4 transformations, the text composed by Gishilang Ritaba is suggesting that, you know, what kind of attitude we should have towards other living beings. So, may I able to cherish all living beings more than wish fulfilling jewel. That's called Ishinobu. So Tibetan, we call his only Dalai Lama Ishinobu. That's his one of his name in Tibetan called Ishinobu. That means a wish fulfilling jewel. So. Why I should try to see all living beings are more precious than wish-fulfilling jewels? Because of them, I can achieve enlightenment. I can practice patience. I can practice generosity. I can practice mindfulness. So on and so forth. Then you are basically like, please bless me right now. Practically, I can't do that practice, but please bless me to able to do this practice, you know, in near future. Okay, as you know. So now the second one, then right after that, this first stanza and the LC 92. Same meaning. The mind that cherish mothers and place them in the bliss is the gateway to leading to infinity qualities. Seeking this, I seek your blessing to cherish these beings, all mothers and beings. And that, and the standard number of first from the 8 verses, 4 transformations, same meaning, deep in the world, same meaning. two different authors. One is Gijikul Langritaba, one is composed by Benji Lozan Chuji, one of the one of the Panchen Lamas, you know, incarnations wrote, put the group together. Then, then after that, each stanza, and after each stanza, then you, of course, when you do this, you know, when you do this group practice, you are already visualized. You know, the marriage field. In the marriage field, there are so many main figures. It's like Lama, inseparable with, you know. Lama Tsongkhapa in the marriage field, Lama Tsongkhapa symbolize our teachers. This one in the marriage field, Guru Puja, marriage field, central figure is Lama Tsongkhapa, symbolize, you know, all our teachers. That so then, inseparable with whatever deity you might be, you are practicing. And traditionally, Guru Puja is practiced conjoined with Heruka Chakra Sambhava, Gya Samaja Tantra, Yamentaka Tantra. Typically, you know, these are three main tantras that, you know, that's how they practice Guru, this particular Guru Yoga practice. Combined with these three deities, Heruka Chakra Sambhava, Gya Samaja, Yamentaka. Then the marriage field is already there, so then when you recite that stanza, then right after that, then you so this is like requesting the all the figures in the marriage field, requesting, bless me to able to do this, you know, near future, requesting. Right after that, then five color deity. You know, in Sanskrit it's called Amrita. Amrita means, you know, Amrita means deity. I think there are three types of Amrita. Chiva means three deity. There's like immortality, Amrita, nectar. Navamyabha means deity. One is like more like medicinal nectars. One is called uncontaminated nectar. Or maybe wisdom nectar. No matter how much you use, it will never exhaust. So this is a typical three nectars. So when you see the Shakyamuni Buddha statues holding bowl, that bowl is filled with nectar. There are three types of nectar. So seek for the knowledge. In Sanskrit it's called Amrita. In Tibet it's called Duti. So now here, right after this, if you want to meditate how to develop bodhicitta based on second instruction, exchanging oneself with others, that's exactly how you meditate. You recite the stanza and at the same time thinking the meaning. So then right after that, then visualize the five color nectar, emitted. So what is the difference between radiate or emitted? Same. Which one is better? Radiate. Light. So anyway, nectar flows. Nectar emitted or flows from the marriage field, five color nectar, as a two omkabu, white. From probably here, the white, red, blue, yellow, green, the five color, you know, five color. probably flow separately, then when you get close to your head, forehead, then like one, you know, flow separately from the, you know, like, in the marriage field separately, but halo, light, five color halo light. As I mentioned before, why you visualize light and nectar both? As I mentioned last Wednesday, nectar, we visualize nectar that create the cause for rainbow body. The light that create the cause for clear light, vesalko, sunjudavya, julidas, vesalko. So now this is also said for knowledge why that's the reason you must visualize. No, some kids, they just light, no, there are no nectar. But here, why light nectar? So there's like, one is to know, two, then also not, it's like creating a cause for visualizing nectar, create the cause for rainbow body or illusory body. Sometimes they say illusory body, rainbow body, not different, only word. The meaning was not different. Julius, then light, visualizing light, create the cause for clear light. Clear light, that's like mother light, child light, you know, then there's many explanations. So, I don't know. I don't know. So then, so they create the cause, you know, visualizing nectar, create the cause for illusory body, you know. So then it will leave imprint, which will help us to achieve rupakaya, form body. Rupakaya, there's four kayas, four bodies of enlightened beings, called rupakaya, that means form body. Leave imprint to achieve form body, rupakaya. So then the light leaves the imprint to achieve truth body. It's called truth body, but then because nirmagakaya, truth body, nirmagakaya. They just separate bodies. So, that's why you quit Charlie Duzi. We say now we say Duzi now we say that you be dream puffs, nectar no flows from the hollow light. All the beings, not just you, you've been visualizing all the beings, relative, friends, close one, then all, you know, like one side. Doesn't matter really, like the text is suggest right side, father figure, then all the male figure, the left side, mother figure, and all the female figure, it doesn't matter. So nobody going to check. Nobody going to check. If somebody check, they can see in your mind. Just visualize all of them, okay? So then when that nectar flows, then visualize flows all these, you know, beings from the crown, you know, then purify. They receive the blessings, to able to able to have this kind of attitude towards all living beings, okay? Purify all the obstacles related to the physical body, mental, all the obstacles. Mental obstacles, mainly three poisons, then all the other disturbing thoughts, so completely purify. Then just visualize that I actualize this particular realizations based on the stanza, not just you, all living beings. In Vajrayana practice, this is combined with the Vajrayana practice. Vajrayana practice has the visualization, it doesn't matter. Kala Mivatsoshi is not here, some other text. Kala Mivatsoshi wa Tiduna Tivaju. If you think, Buddha is in front of you, Buddha is there. If you believe, Tara is in front of me, Tara is there. Because, enlightened beings, they can manifest it like, simultaneously, probably 1,000 different places, like manifest. So visualization is important. So, make your visualizations real as possible. Real real, genuine or real as possible. Just visualize. When you visualize, doesn't matter short period of time, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Just really visualize. It's there. You know, just think. It doesn't matter. But what you want to finish the visualization was some words. That's how you benefit. That's how you benefit. You know, that's how you benefit all living beings. As I said last Wednesday, you don't need to go every living to see every living beings. Probably life is not going to be long enough to do that. So that's mentally, you know, that's how you benefit, how you connect all living beings. So, thinking about the downside of, you know, this attitude, my way, highway, that attitude of self-chasing, you know, unskillful self-chasing thought. So then the contemplating on the benefit of cherishing others. Magasinja tanja chamba da ninje shoota buchya ba na dagi matinja dina kwewe nene trova la dhaji nyamje sambache gubo duk chan so. Theta vi samba de cheva nir samba ni. Okay, in order to dāgī māgēsīmjī dīna kōwē nēlē tōwāla dāshīn yāsā, kōwē nēlē tōwāla dāshīn jēvē sāmbā kē gōbā dūjās. In order to liberate, in order to free all this being, you know, samsara is like ocean, huge ocean, so that ocean is not calm. I said many times, that's like wild wave of action and thought. These are considered as wild wave. In that oceans, you know, all these beings, the wish to liberate, you know, free them from these oceans. When you check now, so now, right now, I don't have any ability practically to do that, not ability to do that. Or, tell me somebody change in a minute. So is it possible to generate, you know, this kind of like thought? It is possible. The other somebody said this minunani bejangajo. If it's not possible, then putting effort is just waste. Right? If it's not possible, then putting effort is waste. Minunani chevachan tagwe. So if it's possible, then we should try. If it's possible, then we should try. We need to analyze. That's how one should analyze that. Lumbun namni pe che seve six times Jesus jubani laje. Some guru of people, they just follow the word. Okay, maybe there's no good things to do. You know, that's what it says in the text. There's a good thing to do. Another group of people, they don't just go with the word. They analyze. Is it possible to generate that kind of realization or not? No, there's another group of people, they analyze. That's the best way to engage with the Buddha Dharma, through analysis, you know, analysis, and then analyze. Lotus and Dhammanandi, Chava Khanji, Siddhu Jisam Vijayavas, those group of people, they don't just follow the word, no matter what kind of activities they are going to engage. They analyze. Before they engage, they analyze. Sometimes Jesus Mijuba Chavate Chavala Gavayodale. Is there any purpose of doing this? Is there purpose or there's no purpose? That's how they analyze. Chavate Chavala Gavayodale. Yeah, there's good purpose. Is it possible for me to do that practice? Second analysis is like, first, is there any purpose? Any purpose? If there's no purpose, then they don't engage. So they say, I see there is purpose. Is it possible for me to do that practice or not? So they analyze. That's my second analysis. Goba yoja rangi dub ni minu tani juba inos. That's how they engage. Am I able to do that? then if you answer yes, that's how they engage into any form of practice or any activities, not just dharma, any activities. So, tadatta bana dashi nyamji asamba jeva chini de. Then now, so now they are saying, okay, this, you know, exchanging oneself with others, that very special attitude, exchanging oneself with others, that attitude can be developed. Why? Then the rangi dratama the tuba samjita midiba chimbu cheva shi jang, chi tuni shindo zawa juba na temi wa ki jang. Chi tuni shindo zawa juba na temi wa ki jang, dwe miso wa tabi shindo chibi lo jewa nyue tuba shi jang. Then the rangi dratama the tuba samjita midiba chimbu cheva shi jang. Someone there, minute he hear, no, about someone, consider him or her considered as enemy. Whenever you hear the name, see that person, then you don't want to be there, you know, even like 1 second, you know, that kind of like has the aversion. Then that's like, you know, this negative, like, mindset that like rise. When you see, then slowly, then later on, chi tune is, you know, not here. One of the Kadamba master says, another text, today's best friend, you know, almost that you feel like you can put your heart into that person, that close, you know, not just close. Tu means, almost feel like you can put your whole heart there, you know, so that you, that's how much you trust. Tritari yiju tobu yang, si le nye jila namdo gis. Few unguarded words, then superimpose or exaggerate. Si le nye jila namdo gis. Tritari yiju tobu yang, si le nye jila namdo gis. And few unguarded words, then superimpose, exaggerate. Tomorrow, that person becomes the worst enemy. You know, they won't take that long. You know. So therefore, there's no definite enemy. There's no definite friend. Friend become enemy. Enemy become friend. Stranger become friend. No, there's no definite friend. There's no absolute friend. There's no absolute enemy. So then here, then slowly, in the beginning, when you hear the name, when you see this like really strong negative, you know, has the mindset arise, then slowly, slowly, you know, somehow, then you know, through like conversation, through maybe from something, you know, so then slowly, then you become friend again. Well, Chin Shindo, not just become friend, then become really close friend again. Is that possible? Yeah, that's possible. On Zawa Jumana, then feel like I can stay without that person, like even just 1 second, 1 moment. That kind of close feeling toward them. Used to be enemy, now change. Shinji. That is common sense. It's not like, you know, it's not brain science. That's common sense. So there's like, you don't need logic to prove that. It's like, based on experience, your experience, my experience, based on experience, that happens. Dashin Javan, that's just, you know, like group of people, they don't just follow the word, they analyze if there's purpose or there's no purpose. If there's purpose, am I able to do this practice? If yes, then that's how they engage in any kind of activity. So that's the best way to engage in Buddha Dharma. Not just rely on word, rely on meaning, say 4 lines. Don't rely on person, rely on the word. Don't rely on the word, rely on the meaning. Don't just rely on the meaning. There's two different meanings. Definitive, interpreted. Don't rely on interpreted meaning. Rely on definite meaning. Definite? That definite.
Definitive.
That definitive meaning. And the last one, Prabhupada said, don't rely on just thought, rely on wisdom. Wisdom? Rely on the wisdom. It's not here, but in some other text. Now that, kind of finished here, so now kind of like summary of exchanging oneself with others. So now somebody raised a question, what that means, exchanging oneself with other, what that means. So meaning of exchanging oneself with other, what it means? It means Rangi Luda Shinji Lu Jeva Tangje. Rangi Sam the Shinji Sin Jeva Termin Deso. Jeva Termin Deso. Tedadu Niva Mizushi also. So now exchanging oneself with other doesn't mean exchange body. That's not what happened. Rangi Luda Shinji Lu Jeva, this doesn't mean exchanging body, that's not what it means. Exchanging mind, that's not what it means. No exchanging mind, no. So then, that's not going to happen. No. Till now, Rangcheba, Jindu Lo Da She Yawa Te Lo Ni Kosa Che De So. What is here? What is exchanging? Exchanging is like cherishing the mind that cherishes yourself, and mind that ignores others. Mind that ignores others. The mind that changes yourself, those two minds need to be changed. That's what it means. Change. Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. Is it clear? I'm not saying it's a piece of cake. But don't miss it. I'm not saying it's a piece of cake. It will become a piece of cake. That's what it means, Exchanging oneself with one another. What that means, it doesn't mean changing body, doesn't mean changing mind. It means then a rangche ba jumbi lo thangs. Mind that self-cherishing, mind that cherishes yourself, and mind that ignores others, those two minds need to be changed. Others should not be ignored. And should not become too clink, Me, no, with no lead anywhere. That's what it means. What is about me? Everything's about me. What's about me? What's about me? So then that mindset, and what's about you? That mind, if you change that mind, you get along better. Probably. You get more friends. So that's what it means. Okay, that's the meaning of exchanging oneself with other. That's what it means. So, that's it. Rangi 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 Yawa Tony Shechabas in the Lochabas. Rangi Yawa Tony Shechabas in the Lochabas. In the word, the way it worded, he says, ignore yourself, then cherishing others. That doesn't sound quite good. That sounds good? But we have to understand the meaning. That's how you word it. Rang yawa. So rang means self, or just ignore yourself and cherish others. I don't think there's a difference between self-compassion and compassion. I think compassion is self-compassion. I don't think there's a difference. Because who is developing compassion? You are the one who's developing compassion. Then who benefits? First, you benefit. Who worrying about it? So that last Sunday, many months ago, we have a lot of discussion. Self-compassion, self-compassion. I thought about that. And I don't think there's a difference. Compassion is self-compassion. So, cherishing others is cherishing yourself. It's not different. That's a skillful way to cherish yourself. Cherishing others is skillful way to cherish yourself. Just thinking what about me, ignoring others, that's like unskillful way of cherishing yourself. But I've been doing that in a long time. See, not much result. So word, that's how it worded, you know. That's very true. When you go to vacations, okay, I want to be happy, you know. I want everything to be perfect. How much control do you have? When it's just simple thing, when it's come down on the schedule, flight schedule, how much control do you have? No? So weather, how much you can control? When it's really come down, there's very little things that you can control. One thing is very clear, your mind. You can control your mind, that's for sure. You know. And you can make any schedule that you want for your mind. Other than that, you say, okay, no, like, whatever, for this better. Yeah, when you go to vacation, you know, there, you know, the family that you are visiting, you know, they are going to fight, you know, you wish they are not going to fight, so somehow they are going to fight in front of you. So, you know, there's very little control, so, like that. The one thing that you can really control, if you put some effort, is your mind. You can control your mind much easier than controlling, you know, other people, you know. Becoming uptight. Oh, I want to be happy. I want to be happy. No matter what comes, circumstances. I want to be happy. I want everything to, you know, be in my way. Probably, practically, that's not going to happen. No, most of the time, more likely, that's not going to happen. So, so here. That's how you word it wrong, Yahwa, to change your person, no? Ignore yourself, cherish others. So that's how you word it. But, you know, cherishing others means cherishing yourself. That's the best way to cherish yourself. So, Dona said, Dajagatya person, now here, the second, says LC 93. Dona Shivaran, the corner of the Tumash, the Bajan, the Dajin, the Dona, and Dona Chibaranda Konata Tumashi De Bajidava. So Dona Chibaranda Konata means in brief the
infantile.
That means the baby. In the brief the baby beings. Yeah, that's better the baby beings. Baby being labor only for their own needs. Yeah, so now if you have children, you know what the situation I'm talking about, you know. While the able ones, two one, that's literally translation of word, two one is Buddha, you know, it's Buddha. While the able one, or you can say, while the enlightened one, works solely for the welfare of others. Enlightened one. In this case, the Buddhists are also doing the same thing, but here, two one means, you know, enlightened beings. Or to one is no Muni. Muni, that word Muni, that to one is Muni. They are Muni, Mahamuni, the Muni. And then, with a mind understanding the distinction between the falling of one and the advantage of others. Failing. Basically, advantage or disadvantage. So, I see your blessing to do. Then there's nothing much to say there. Somebody who really, you know, cherish others, so they achieve great result, you know. Who suffer? Who? People who cherish other people, do anybody that suffer? No, they don't suffer, no? more like people who are more uptight with them, you know, they unfortunately, you know, invite more, you know, difficulties, more, you know, of complications. So people who cherishing others has less complications, especially when you go to vacations, you have less problems. That's the obvious one. When you go to vacations, there's less problems. Oh. That's big difference. As I said before, the region is here, so this group of us, we went to Nepal. You know, not really like we went to hiking. Himalayan hiking. So, the person, our guides, and the person, mainly our guide, there's two guides. So, we stuck in this one town for like 4 days, we stuck because there's nothing you can do. You can see even like from here to there, you can see it's all clouded, you know. We are in the middle of nowhere, like a couple of like 10,000, maybe 15,000 feet somewhere there, up there. You can, airport's right there, our restaurant, our hotel is here. We know you can usually see them very clearly, you can't see. We know tomorrow there will be some airplane, tomorrow there will be no airplane. So anyway, usually the tourists, they go out of their minds. So then they really, you know, blame the guides. So they think the guy is the one who's screwing up all the weather. The guy, poor guy has no control. Poor guy is trying to do everything, but you know, and he told me, you know, our group, he said he never met like group like this. You know, he's been doing this like 20 years, 25 years. He said, you know, so there's, you know, the benefit of practicing Buddha Dharma. I truly believe, you know, benefit of practicing Buddha Dharma. So, I don't have to advertise that. You know, somebody, the guide told me, you know, these people are very nice group. I never met like that. You know, I told them, you know, these are all Buddhists. They practice Buddhism, you know. So there's no, there's benefit. Not just that, then I think here, the children in Alexander, here they are from Argentina. I went to Argentina, so children very kindly, by book, nice, kind of like a hotel. It's a hotel in front of the lake, you know, to have some nice, you know, vacation rest before we reach to the destinations. And we are there, you know, so I bought brand new shoes. So she, the gym took me to the REI, brand new shoes, you know, even tried the small rock, tried to go there. Anyway, one night, I'm sitting upstairs, and Jim wake up outside, look at the flea market. That means somebody broke in night, everything's gone, pretty much. Except my stuff is upstairs. So I brought big prayer wheel, so somehow they didn't took the prayer wheel. Otherwise, everything, again, everybody's calm, not going out of their mind, everybody's calm. So, no, because everybody, you know, Sherry, Jim was there, Sherry's there, Alexander, Metra. Everybody comes, then the police, they're amazed, you know, that nobody's screaming, yelling, screaming, jumping up and down, kicking the door. No benefit. Whatever is gone, is gone. You know? So I only wear new shoes one day. I think that's benefit. I just want to share that these are, you know, really happened. You know? Yeah, so then... So then, you know, with that, you know, reciting that stanza, then think in your mind, so then after the same like visualization apply, visualize natural flows, five different colors, natural together with light, you know, light, natural flow through the lights, hollow lights, then purify all of that, okay? Same. Doing this practice every day, you know, it's difficult, you know, so I'm not asking you to do every day, but you know, once in a while, you can pick one stanza here, one stanza, just think about, you know, and it's going to be productive meditation, you know, it's just right, rather than just sitting there, you know, he's not thinking. So now Lama is quoting Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, that no text composed by Shantideva. He's quoting Jiden Deva Chinyipas. All the happiness, Jiden Deva Chinyipas, all the happiness, Jiden Deva Chinyipas, Teku, all of that, Shende Delijus, comes from comes from cherishing others. Okay? Teku Shende Delijus. Jiden Dunga Chinyipas, Teku Rande Delijus. All the complications, all the difficulties, all the problems, because you are so uptight with yourself, uptight, brings all the complications. You know? Like, if you don't understand that, then it's attitude, you know, what's about me all the time thinking, what's about me, you know? Like that attitude brings more complications, and like, what's about you, you know, what's about others, that attitude brings more happiness. Oh, that's the probably easiest way to put it. Oh. No need to say much about this. Just look at, you know, difference between infant and infant here refers to like not really physical baby, but you know, like don't know how to bring happiness, you know, basically always, you know, this holding on yourself, huh? me, or like that. To watch it, look at the difference between enlightened being or bodhisattva and yourself, then you can see clearly, I don't need to say much. No, that is, I don't need to say much. This is about the Dade Shinji Dunga, Yada Jeva Majina Sajina Miduji. Dada Shinji Dunga, If your goal is enlightenment, so then exchanging oneself with others, that practice is critical. Without that practice, there will be no enlightenment. So, benefit of this practice, exchanging oneself with other, so then not doing that practice, and disadvantage of not doing that practice, and based on that, so then generate some kind of, you know, like a develop joyful effort to engage into this exchanging, the practice of exchanging oneself with others. To show that somebody come na nebachi nebatone. If I put some effort, I may be able to develop this, you know, this practice. Like with that, you know. Need aspiration. Aspiration? Need aspirations to practice. That dunga mirji deva denani dunga tamji june ne da chinji di madu gende tamji shiden timji che bazu bin so now or then now you kind of realize, oh, putting everything on me, you know, like now I realize that's how all everything get complicated, you know, because I just that's how I think everything has to be me. Everything has to be me, you know. And I just completely ignore our well-being, other beings, you know. So, but at the same time, I cannot survive without others, but I don't treat others very well. I don't just ignore them. And I always think about me, you know. So, and still as I realize, okay, now this kind of attitude brings less friends, more people, they don't like you, then all kinds of complications. But slowly now I realize, so now eventually I realize, you know, what is causing all this complication. Eventually I realized now, should not become too tight. You know, I have to be flexible. Otherwise you can't go with the flow. You can say 100 times, go with the flow, but you yourself cannot go with the flow because you are so tight. Even the body become tight, it causes pain. Therefore you do yoga to relax. Same, even the mind becomes so tight, it brings problems. You know, need to be relaxed. Easy going. Lama should say easy going. Tene ma do shinde tamje ji yinde tamje ji shinde ne simje ji do di ma do so all the goodness slowly I realize now cherishing others bring all the goodness. So pan is from now on baki ningi dawa dazi kambodi on the kiji ji me dawas from now on I'll be very, very mindful not to let this thought dictate me. Mabawashi, Rang Chinji, Ngal Majeba Sadumiji, Ngal Majeba Sadumiji, Jebana Junjabasha. Not giving them any opportunity to rise, first place. Whatever is already rise, I will stop them. Stop them. Next thing. Stop the continuation. You know, if there's water running, stop. There will be no continuation like that. If not rise, I will not them give any opportunity to arise. If it's already arise, I will stop them. But the mindset that I don't have now, seeing all beings, is like something special, something like more precious than wish-fulfilling jewels, and those kind of mindset I don't have. So I am going to generate, even though I don't have them, I don't have one before, now that I'm going to generate one. If I have one, little one, I will increase them. That's how I'm going to practice this self exchanging oneself with others. That's how I'm going to practice. So that's a summary of that, exchanging oneself with others. So then the SC 94, that's a summary. So now that finish the second instruction. So what should the top is the same. After each stanza, just visualize five color hollow light with nectar flows. Then when it gets close to you, it hold the light, become one, then touch you, then all around, your children, your parents, your friends, everybody. Just visualize, purify all the obstacles, physical obstacles, mental obstacles, then generate, this this wonderful mindset. If you manage to develop that mindset, there will be no chaos in your mind, even though you live in the chaos world. For you, your mind, there will be no chaos. So, even though there's all kind of physical problem, there will be no problem in your mind. There will be zero problems. Even though all the physical problem in your mind, there's zero problems. So now, bodhicitta. This is like really, really strong mind. Incredible strong mind. Once you manage to, it's like horse. According to Guide to Buddhism of Life, according to their test, maybe somewhere in chapter number 2nd, or maybe first or second, somewhere there. Chanju Simji Tashin, so it's like Bodhicitta is like horse. If you manage to ride that horse, Chanju Simji Tashin, then and then, Chanju Tashin, Tere Chonga Kusevi, Tere chunga ko se no, like ah, tere chunga ko se. Anyway, the journey is going to be happiness to happiness. So if someone has mind, why you don't ride that horse? Why you don't ride that horse? Why you ride another horse that brings you to miserable? Why you don't ride this horse? It will bring, the journey will be happiness to happiness. If someone has mind, then you should ride that horse. That's what Shantideva says. Maybe in chapter number 2nd, somewhere there, I don't remember. Then, then in natural flow, then Rashi Simje Tamji listen to Kenya, Theodore Tobacco. So the Dani, Lord Jung, Sassi, Lale Tamji Chilanda, Kula Kadicha Gums, Lale Tamji Chilanda, Kula Kadicha, Landed in the Woods. Oh, that's quoting another note, like mine 20 texts. Kula Kadicha Gums, Kun is all, no Kadicha was no, like the. Contemplating on the kindness of others, no kindness of others, kindness of others, oh, kindness of others. Suzanne, what did you say yesterday? You said something like, you remember what you say yesterday? Like, I don't remember now. Yeah, of course, no, like here, like some old mother sentient beings, you know, so like, she said something that I thought was very helpful, but I don't remember now.
About
thinking, like how you say, like,
kindness?
Yeah, kindness. It's about kindness of others. Practical way of thinking. Practical way of thinking.
I'll think of it. Scared
it out of me.
Not here right now.
Anyway, any practical way you can think of. Any practical way, you know, like, then that is good. The point is to think something good about others. Think something good about others. How I can think something good of why I should think something good of others. Others is important. No, the kindness of others. So that's how you can relate. She said very well, but I don't, so unfortunately I don't remember now. So then in creating, did you know, like, how you say, attractive love, loving kindness, how is it, attractive? So I think last time the translation, anyway, actually it's like loving kindness. Increase the power of loving kindness and make it more firm, steady, then expand. Magena kwenena nyamta be tsuzam niji shu the pens. Basically, to increase the power of compassion, increase the power of compassion. So, dagi tap kangche na mage simje tam jidina kwe dunga dili tawar che nyamta samba na simje nam ji mwene ni gewe samba na re chewa na shindu kawe namya kowale tawe. That's what I think. I think about welfare of other beings when I do my prayer, when I say for immeasurable, when I say refuge Buddhist prayer, when I do this meditation on death, I do think about welfare of other sentient beings. But practically, when I look around, that's not what they are doing. No, that's not what they are, the cause for happiness is something positive thought. When I look around, you know, people are stealing, cheating, lying, you know, all of that, then, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking when you look around, you know, people are not really, like, helping themselves to achieve enlightenment, you know, that, or like something like that. We try to do better. Ta dagi sinji di tamje dungan, dungan nam lang de bagi di na kwe dungan tawasya tishe to tonle gomba chaos. So now this is very good. This year now time is over, but you know, this is tonlen practice. So now we reach to the tonlen practice. Maybe next Wednesday, if I'm alive, so I'll teach it. If I'm still alive, I'll come. Tonlen, that's very good. So then I will explain the tonlen and we will practice chant. Chanting, tonlen chanting together. I'll, you know, teach you how to chant. When you chant, give you more time to reflect on the meaning. So, you know, that's good. Tonlen, so next Wednesday is tonlen, okay? Yeah, I will write it down. Now I'll finish, okay? So maybe next week, Dage Chinese, I'll be going to do a lot of the challenge. Then being more than those, Alhamdulillah, dedication.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235. And we'll chant 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yeah, the first four.
Gevadino dudak lama sange dujune doa ma.
Jump forward, ji dark and bada, kudu sampo de yon de shin te, te da kun ki jesu da lo chi, ye wa di dan tan che rab tu no, tu su she pe ye wa tan che ki, no wa ga la cho tu ma pa de, da she ge we ta wa di chun kyang, sampo chi che rab tu no. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Tupzu Chansi. You did Lama Tsongkha for a long life. Lama Tsongkha for a long life.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on page 244.
No, you did or you forgot? You forgot?
No, I just was baby. Okay. 244 and 245 in the Gold Prayer Book. Gandhi Rawe Korwe Shikam De Penda Dewa Malu Shungwene Chere Shiwan Tinzin Yatsoi Shafe Shite Patu Tengkyu Chi Shonu Iyen Ala Washotu Awa Tale Sembara Sopa Lo Sangewe De Tode Pelsho Shashir Gengye Lama Sowa De Tu su chang jin jang gen ge we ten jin kyong pe we kun su do ko se chok sung gu we le mu tu du ba do so du je gen du sha ten.
tare tu tare tu re so ha om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you, good night.